mind. Oh, you can hear it in her voice, yeah. Oh, it'll only take a while. It's that sweetness.
A little bit of sweetness. That's Carl September on Wild Coast Radio. Brings us to the top of the hour at 7 and in news time. Let's have a look at the latest. In your top stories at this hour, General Masemola says the president agreed to the gradual dismantling of the PKTT. Police investigate another taxi-related murder in Cape Town, and companies partner to accelerate electric vehicle logistics. The National Police Commissioner General Fani Masemola says President Ramaphosa agreed with him that the political killings task team should be dismantled gradually. Masemola returned to Parliament's ad hoc committee yesterday. He says he appealed to the President to speak to suspended Police Minister Senzo Mthunu about the disbanding of the team. Mthunu was placed on special leave on allegations that he was working with criminals. Police are investigating another fatal taxi-related shooting in Cape Town. A 50-year-old man and a woman were killed on Monday evening at the taxi rank in Delft South. The shooting follows after the provincial government condemned the escalation in violence related to the taxi industry. Police say unknown suspects approached the vehicle, the victims, and opened fire. They were both declared dead on the scene, and no arrests have yet been made in connection with the shooting. Limpopo has successfully separated its co-joined twins. The doctors at the Mankweng Hospital worked for over 8 hours to separate the babies yesterday. They were born in late January to a 29-year-old mother. The leader of the operation, Professor Nyawalani Chufururu, says the surgery was complex. Two companies have announced a partnership to accelerate South Africa's electric vehicle logistics. Zimi and Zero Carbon Holdings both provide electric vehicle charging infrastructure for commercial and private vehicles. The two companies have announced a 3-year agreement to support the rollout of electric freight operations along the country's N3 corridor. Under this agreement, Zimi-operated vehicles will have a reserve charging capacity of up to 500 kilowatts per station. Zimi Chief Executive Officer Michael Mars says the partnership will make electric freight practical. The Advertising Regulatory Board, the ARB, says an element of a TikTok advertisement for Checkers 660 is misleading. The advertisement features a helicopter delivering groceries to a house. The board found that this was an inaccurate impression of the service's delivery capabilities. The ARB says the advertising falsely implies that Checkers 660 can deliver anywhere along the Wild Coast. A consumer lodged the complaint, highlighting that the depiction of the helicopter was unrealistic and the service was unavailable in certain areas of the Wild Coast. Moving to international news, Iran has confirmed the death of its security policy architect Ali Rajani. Iran says an Israeli airstrike killed the 67-year-old as he was visiting his daughter in Tehran. Rajani rose to high positions in the Iranian government after the 1979 Islamic Revolution. He was a defender of the country's theocratic system of government. Moving to sports news, Mamelodi Sundowns were pushed all the way before securing a 3-1 Betway Premiership victory over Moramo Gallants at Loftus-Versfeld last night. The hosts took the lead through Keanu Cupido in the first half, but Glondo's penalty just before the break ensured the sides went level into half-time. Sundowns dominated possession and attacking play throughout, and their persistence paid off when Tebogo Makuna struck in the 66th minute to take the advantage. Makuna then sealed the win with a stoppage time goal as Sundowns climbed to the top of the standings on 50 points, 2 ahead of Orlando Pirates. Financials, gold selling at $994, $994.66, a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $101.75. $1 US, R16.65. The British pound, R22.26. And the euro, R19.22. A Bitcoin is currently $74,526.84. And that's all for this bulletin. Our next news at 8. It's weather time. Having a look at the forecast supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with severe weather alerts. There are impact-based warnings. Yellow level 2 for severe thunderstorms.